Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Positively Kim podcast. First of all, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and coming to listen. Whether you follow me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, wherever you're from, thank you so much for coming here. It means a lot to me to have people listening to the things that I have to share. It's really special to me because my whole mission is to make sure that everyone has a proper education on everyday things that we seem to lack in our school system. And I know one of those things is how the digestive system works. Most people know, of course, that you eat food, it goes through your digestive system, and then we eliminate it. So that's very basic, and of course everyone knows that. But the thing is, people don't really know exactly what's happening and why the food that we eat matters. So today I'm going to give us just a good overview about how the digestive system works. So first we're going to start with just telling us what the digestive system does. The food you eat is not in a form that your body can use as nourishment. So we need to start breaking it down into smaller molecules before it can be absorbed into your blood and carried to the cells throughout your body. Digestion allows your body to get the nutrients and energy it needs from the food you eat. The process of digestion begins the moment you even start thinking about food. When you see, smell, taste, or think about food, your brain sends impulses through the nerves to the salivary glands, signaling them to prepare for a meal. Your salivary glands, which are located under your lower jaw and tongue, respond by producing saliva, which helps break down food. So you know when dogs get hungry, they start to salivate? We do the exact same thing. So I'm going to just start going over parts of the digestive system so that we're familiar with what it does before we start talking about what it actually does. So the digestive system consists of the gastrointestinal tract, or also the digestive tract, and other organs called accessory organs, which assist in the digestion process. The digestive tract, which runs from your mouth to your anus, consists of all of the hollow organs through which food enters and then leaves your body. As food moves through the digestive tract, nutrients are extracted along the way. Honestly, I don't know why digestive system is such a tongue twister for me, but you know what? Say it 5 times fast and then you'll see. Your nervous system also plays a big role in processing the food you eat. Two types of nerves, called extrinsic and intrinsic nerves, control the digestive system. Extrinsic, or outside, nerves connect to the central nervous system, which consists of the brain and spinal cord. These nerves release chemicals that tell the muscles of the digestive system to either contract or relax, depending on whether or not there is food that needs to be digested. The intrinsic nerves are those that are inside the gastrointestinal tract. These nerves release substances that control the movement of food through the digestive tract and the production of digestive juices. The intrinsic nerves jump into action when the presence of food literally stretches the walls of the hollow organs, like the stomach. So when it's time to eat, for example, when you see or smell your favorite meal, your salivary glands begin to produce saliva, which contains enzymes that start to break the food into smaller components, and then you also need mucus and water, which helps soften the food so that you can swallow it. When the food, now referred to as a bolus, is adequately broken down, your tongue helps move it to the back of your throat. At first, swallowing is a conscious decision, in other words, you know that you're doing it, but once the swallow begins, the digestion becomes involuntary and moves along under the control of your nerves. The esophagus, which is about 10 inches long, moves food to the back of your throat or stomach. Muscles in the walls of the esophagus move in a wave-like motion, called peristalsis, to slowly squeeze the food along its length and down into the stomach. A muscular ring, called the lower esophageal sphincter, or the LES, allows food to enter the stomach and then squeezes shut to keep food or fluid from flowing back into the esophagus. If the LES isn't working properly, stomach contents like partially digested food and stomach acid can flow backward or reflux into the esophagus. This is what causes acid reflux and the uncomfortable symptoms that go with it. So if you've ever had someone that says they get heartburn frequently, this is exactly what they're referring to. So now the bolus has traveled down your esophagus and it has reached your stomach. In the stomach, the bolus comes into contact with various digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid. The stomach muscles begin to contract and relax to mix the digestive juices with the partially digested food until it's broken down into a semi-liquid state, now referred to as chyme. The chyme makes its way through your stomach and into your small intestine, approximately 1 teaspoon at a time. So really, our food is only in a solid form until it reaches our stomach, and then after that, it's in a liquid form. This makes it easier for your small intestine to break up each individual molecule into smaller pieces that can be moved around our body. So an adult stomach has a volume of about 2.5 fluid ounces when it's empty, but it can expand to hold 50 times that or more than 100 fluid ounces after a large meal. So even though someone that's when you look at someone that's like super tiny and you're like, how the heck can they fit all that food in them? That's because their stomach can expand to 50 times the size. Imagine if all of our muscles could do that. It'd be really hard to have those super toned muscles that we have. So that's why we have differentiating types of muscles throughout our body. In our stomach, we have something called smooth muscle. And that differentiates from the muscles that are in our biceps. So that's why it's not the same kind of thing. So, the total emptying of the stomach takes about 4 to 5 hours. However, the exact time it takes for the stomach to empty depends on the type of food being digested, the amount of fluid that you drink with it, and the health state of the gut. So that's why healthy gut health is super important, because you need to make sure that your body is able to digest food soon enough. Otherwise, it'll literally spoil in your belly. So we need to drink a lot of water, and we need to make sure that we're eating foods that are alkaline so that we're able to, counteract that super acidic state that is in our stomach. So after the stomach, we have the small intestine. So the small intestine, which is the largest part of your digestive system, does the bulk of the digestive work, like I mentioned before. Here, digestive juices from accessory organs like the liver, pancreas, and gallbladder help break down the chyme into absorbable nutrients. Remember, chyme is just the food that has been broken down so small and it has been mixed with a lot of liquid, so now it's just in a readily digestible form. The nutrients your body needs pass through the walls of your small intestine, eventually reaching the bloodstream and traveling to various cells in your body. Food matter that your body doesn't need or can't use stays inside the small intestine, where it will travel to the large intestine and eventually leave your body as waste. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the most taboo part of digestion, which is our waste, which is also really ridiculous because there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to talk about it, because it's a huge area in our body where we're able to indicate our health. We're able to know, if we're eating enough fiber in our diet, if we're eating the right things, because, things like the color or the smell or the amount of gas we have will all change. So just like we know certain foods like beans give us gas, it's because we know that it has a certain effect on our digestive system. So getting rid of our waste. The undigested material from the small intestine travels to the large intestine, the body's waste-producing plant. Kind of like that place I took a field trip to in middle school, literally a waste removal plant. Really gross, but very interesting. The walls of the large intestine are smooth on the inside of the house. Wow. Sorry, let me redo this. I typed all of this up because I wanted to make sure that I covered all the information. So this is just pre-prepared material that I have, but it's all me. It's all me. So the walls of the large intestine are smooth on the inside and house large colonies of bacteria. So when we talk about gut health, this is what we're actually talking about. The bacteria act on the undigested waste and convert it into gases, acids, and vitamins. The large intestine is also responsible for absorbing excess water, and the three parts of the large intestine are the cecum, colon, and the rectum, each of which play a different role. So I'm going to talk just a little bit about each one briefly. I'm not going to get too deeply into it. But anyways, the cecum is the pouch at the beginning of the large intestine that joins the small and the large intestine. This transition area expands in diameter, allowing food to travel from the small into the large. The colon connects to the rectum. It absorbs fluids and salts and holds the resulting waste. Billions of bacteria live in the colon and help to ferment and absorb substances like fiber, because it's crazy that we just continue to digest things and keep pulling it into our body all the way to the very last stage of digestion. Kind of crazy how our body does that. It's an extremely efficient system, and it's when we disrupt that, it's horrible, because not only do we disrupt one area of it, but it also can cause issues in other areas. So even now, you can see that in like the last stage of digestion, we're still absorbing things into our body. So if there's an imbalance in these microorganisms, it can lead to an uncomfortable digestive systems like gas and bloating. The rectum is the last 12 inches of the bowel above the anus. The rectum acts as a storage area for your feces until your next bowel movement. Lovely, right? So fun. Very colorful information. The anus is held closed by a ring of muscles, also called a sphincter, and when you have to go to the bathroom, you relax those muscles to expel feces. So that's it. That's how our digestive system works. It literally just starts breaking down food with enzymes in your body. We start first with a conscious decision to be eating, and then after that, we go to the back of our throat when we start to swallow, and then our body takes over. It's crazy how involved we think we are in our habits, but really, the most involved we are with our habits really is just in our health, is just what we decide to put in our mouth. Our body will take care of the rest. We don't have to worry about thinking about digesting enough of our food to get a good value of vitamin C, right? We don't. We just know that our body's going to take care of it so long as we give our body that particular nutrient. So a balanced diet is incredibly important because our digestive system can only take from us what we give it, right? We can't just create healthy food and nutrients if we don't put them in our body, right? Right. Okay, guys, so I just covered everything that I really wanted to about the actual process of digestion. There's a lot more that can go into it, but I'm gonna just leave off with that. Next, I'm gonna talk about the importance of healthy digestion and good gut health. I know I touched that on a little bit, but I'm gonna talk about more specific examples such as iron deficiency, greasy stools, fatigue, bloating, and things like that. And I'm gonna explain kind of why some of those things happen and how we can measure whether or not we're at a normal range with those things, or whether or not we need to make changes to our diet, and then ways that we can make changes to our diet to help prevent further issues with said symptoms. So I am so grateful that you took the time to listen to me today. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.